What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to a Thursday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt. To follow me on Twitter, this podcast being brought to you by BetMGM and the $1,000 first bet offer for new users with the promo code JUICE at BetMGM.com. Happy Masters Thursday. I'm dropping this thing a little bit earlier than normal because I'm going to give you four bets for the Masters. I've got two bets in hockey, and I've got one bet coming at you here for baseball. Now, I might be the worst golfer or better in golf ever. I am not good. I'm going to give you four quarter unit bets. They're all plus money, but they're all quarter units just to have some fun because you guys want some stuff on the Masters, but I am not the guy to look at for Masters betting. Okay. Just FYI. Okay. If I lose all four bets, I'm down a unit. Not that big of a deal. Okay. If I win all four bets, I think I could wind up going like up three units, but I'm not going to hit all three bets, all four bets. Not going to happen. So let's see. All right. I'll give you those here in just 1 second. Couple of hockey games, two big hockey games, Bruins, Toronto, Vegas, and the LA Kings tonight in Vegas. Huge games, just two awesome games. They're more like I'm betting games because I can't wait to watch them more than I'm like in love with the play. I'll explain here in a little bit. And we got a baseball game, four games already rained out in Major League Baseball. So kind of a lighter schedule than normal. I'm going to jump in with one bet here on a first five that I'm going to give you guys coming up here in just 1 second. But I will have NBA player props coming at you guys later on today. That will happen if you guys like to do your own research and you guys like to take a look at some cool things like the Betting Pros prop bet cheat sheet. That's available on Betting Pros Premium. You can win a 1 year free premium upgrade to Betting Pros Premium very easily. All you have to do is subscribe to this very YouTube channel on YouTube, Betting Pros, like this video, and go ahead and drop a comment below underneath me. You could win a free upgrade to Betting Pros Premium, whether you're looking for access to exclusive picks, top-rated player props, or custom analysis of your betting performance. Betting Pros Premium can help you cash more bets if you don't want to wait for the giveaway. The easy way to get there is bettingpros.com/upgrade and start betting smarter and not harder. Okay, so I don't have stats. I don't have a lot of information. I got a lot of stuff I've been reading about and a lot of stuff that I've been watching on the Golf Channel. That's how I got here, okay? I am not a golf betting expert. One of the things I have promised to myself about coming back to the Daily Juice is that I don't want to do or be everything for everyone. There are too many sports. That's why I focused so much on hockey. I'm going to focus a lot on baseball soon, okay? We're going to focus in on one sport and really try to hammer it. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs for sure. But I'm going to pick and choose my spots. And I'm going to come in with a couple of baseball bets and then a playoff bet, a couple of baseball bets and a playoff bet. And then we'll get into, you know, maybe there's a light day in baseball. I'll do two playoff bets. I'm going to really try into like golf and MMA. I love betting on golf. I love betting on MMA. I'm awful at it. It kills the bankroll and it kills my record when I bet on it consistently, when I bet big money on it. So not going to do that. Just FYI. So here are my bets. And the one thing you have to realize, you can't bet a top 10 or a top 20 at a book that uses dead heat rules. I don't know if BetMGM uses dead heat rules. I apologize, but I know there are a bunch of other books that do. I bet my Masters play at Circa Sports here in Vegas. Circa Sports is in Iowa. They're in Colorado. I'm not sure where else they are, but I know they don't do it. That means what a dead heat rule means is if a guy ties for 10th place, you get paid the number you bet. Understand? You bet plus 200 to come in the top 10. They tie for the top 10. You get paid plus 200. Not a percentage of what the number is. Three or four guys come in tied for 10th. You then split. They do a mathematical equation and they give you a percentage of what your bet should be. Sometimes you lose money. It's ridiculous. It's the worst thing in golf betting. It might be the worst thing in betting, period. There's some bad ones. Dead heat rules are really up there. I completely and totally am anti dead heat rules, but I'm going to bet it here with two in the top 10, one in the top 20. But first we'll start with a head to head. Brooks Koepka against Hideki Matsuyama. Matsuyama won this thing in 2021, but since he's been a mess. He's played well at certain tournaments. Maybe he plays well here, but I can't trust him. And just what I'm reading about his game and where he has been, he's such a long shot. And Brooks is so good normally. Now, this is live golf, Brooks Koepka. How much he's been practicing? How much does he care? I can't trust him to go top 10. I can't trust him to go top 20. I can't trust him to win the thing. But I think I can trust him to beat Hideki Matsuyama. And if he misses the cut, if Matsuyama misses the cut and Brooks makes the cut, we win. It's plus money. I got plus money on Brooks Koepka. 4-round bet. This is finishing position. It's plus 120. I'm going to take a quarter unit. I'm going to take Brooks Koepka over Hideki Matsuyama for the Masters. Finishing position, doesn't matter where, just Brooks to beat Hideki Matsuyama here. Straight head-to-head matchup. Plus 120 for a quarter unit. Now, Tom Hoge won the par 3. That means he's not winning this tournament. However, if this weather gets really gnarly, and it's possible the weather is going to be really gnarly on Saturday and Sunday, we're talking like, you know, 60s and 50s, low temperatures, rain on Saturday is coming. There's going to be rain on Saturday, 100%. You'll have rain on Saturday. How much? We don't know. But if the course plays long, iron play will be enormously important. How can you ball strike? How do you get the ball in the right position? And Tom Hoge, by everything that I've read, seen, and he won the par 3 yesterday, he's the best iron player on tour. Iron play might be the story of the entire week. And Tom Hoge is plus 260 to come in the top 20. I think it's a good bet. He may miss the cut, but if Tom Hoagie's in there and it does get gnarly on the weekend, I like the guy to make some noise to come in the top 20. Tom Hoge, top 20 is plus 260. Quarter unit down on that. Now, two top 10s. Is Tony Finau going to win this thing finally? Is he finally going to happen? The only image I really have of Tony Finau is him dislocating his ankle and then popping it back in the par 3 tournament a couple of years ago during the COVID year. That was ridiculous. This guy has been waiting and waiting and waiting. Top 10 Tony. That's what they call him, right? I'm going to bet it. Plus 170, Tony Finau to come in on the top 10 here at the Masters for a quarter unit. And finally, I love Colin Morikawa. I mean, the guy's got two majors already on his resume. Doesn't have a green jacket. Or does he have a green jacket? I got to remember. I just love the game. He does. I can't remember. But he's phenomenal. I'm a huge fan of his game. As I said, I'm the best golf bettor. I like Colin Morikawa. Top 10. Plus 215. It's a good price on a guy who is a top 10 golfer in the world. All right. A buddy of mine says Justin Thomas, a guy that I like a lot, but I bet Justin Thomas to win this thing last year. He didn't do very well. So I don't know. I may add, if Justin Thomas plays well, I may add on the weekend. I may come in and add some extra stuff, but at least pre-flop, that's what I've bet. It's only one unit total. Okay. I'm not committing a lot at all to this. These are flyer bets for fun, but I'm giving you what I am playing because I always tell you guys what I am playing. Brooks Koepka over Matsuyama at plus 120. Tom Hoge top 20 at plus 260. Tony Finau top 10 at plus 170. And Colin Morikawa top 10 at plus 215. Let's see what the weather does. Huge deal when it comes to the weather here for this golf tournament. But those are the four plays for the Masters. All right, let's talk hockey. The Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Whoo, baby. It looks like Swayman's going to be in net, okay? We're not positive yet as to who's going to be in net for Toronto, but it looks like it's going to be Samsonov, who hasn't played great recently. And against the Bruins, he's played twice, given up 3 goals both times. The total in this game is 6. This is a playoff game, all right? Like, straight up, this is a playoff game. This is a monster game for Toronto. It's not that big of a game for the Bruins, but the Bruins do want to set the all-time mark for wins and points. They have 125 points. They are 7 points away from the all-time record. They are 2 wins away from tying the all-time record, 3 wins away from setting the all-time record. Toronto is 46, 21, and 10. They have 102 points. It's ridiculous how well they've played this year, and yet they are way back from the Boston Bruins. 20-13-4 on the road is pretty good, but the Bruins are 13-4-3 at home, like we know, which is just a stupid number. Boston is 9-1 over their last 10 games, and they've won three straight. Bruins have been off for 3 days, fresh legs, which factors into the handicap. The Boston Bruins are 23-16-1 at home to the under this year. They are 8-1-1 over their last 10 to the under. Swayman has a 1.87 goals against average at home. He's been good. They've played him a lot on the road, but Ullmark is the best goalie in the NHL. So if it's Ullmark, I'm okay with it. If it's Swayman, I'm really okay with it. He's awesome at home. Why? Because I'm betting the under. Now, I think you can bet the Bruins at minus 145 if you want, but it's a little expensive, and this game means more to Toronto than it does to the Bruins. And if you look at how these teams have played, and this is kind of why it does, you know, matter who's going to be in net, but I think we're okay with Toronto. I think it's going to be a 3-1 win or a 3-2 win for the Boston Bruins. This is a 4 o'clock start time Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time start in Boston. 2-1 the first game, 4-3 the second game, 5-2 the third game. So 3-7-7. Total is 6. We're late in the year. The Bruins have been playing more close to the vest. They haven't been taking big chances. And again, much like last night, which we missed on last night with the 6-3-1 was the final. We had a breakaway late in that game. We had a breakaway that could have put the score to 3-2. And then maybe we got an open net and it could have been 4-2. So it was an unfortunate break there. We could have had it. The Jets just couldn't score. Their offense is horrible. That's not the case here right now for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, the Maple Leafs can score. Their offense is really, really good. And this is a team, you know, it's not as potent as the Bruins or as good as the Bruins, but they're pretty darn good. All right. They can score with the best of them. They have a plus 49 goal differential, which is outstanding, you know, in terms of where other teams are, but the Bruins are plus 120. It's just Bruins dwarf everything. I'm going under 6, minus 110. I think we're going to see a really tight hockey game. I know Toronto is 18-16-1 to the over on the road, 5-4-1 to the over their last 10. But the Bruins are so dominant at home. I don't think they give up many goals. I don't think they take big chances. I think they play close to the vest the way they've been playing at home recently. You look at the recent games for the Boston Bruins, just how they've played. 2-1 loss. 2-1 win over the Blue Jackets, 2-1 loss to the Predators, 4-2 win over the Canadiens, 2-1 win over the Senators. I mean, on the road, they open up. At home, the Oilers, 3-2 loss. Rangers at home, 4-2. Now, there was a 7-1 win over the Sabres, but that was a while ago. And that was before we started getting ourselves into playoff hockey. This is a playoff game. Physical game. Expect a lot of penalties. Expect a lot of fights, much like we saw with Calgary and Winnipeg last night. Physical hockey game. Same thing. I'm playing under 6 goals total for 1.1 units. Bruins and Toronto. Knights and the Kings. Who, man, this is a good game. Who's in net for the Golden Knights? It is a gigantic question. I can't officially fire on this bet until the morning for me. You guys are listening to this. As soon as we find out who's in net for the Golden Knights, I don't really care who's in net for the Kings. It doesn't really matter. As long as it's not Peterson, if it's Copley or I can't say this guy's name, Corpusalo, right? Say it. Either one of those goalies, I'm fine with for the Kings. The problem is Jonathan Quick's an issue for the Vegas Golden Knights. If Jonathan Quick's in net, bet the over. Okay. If Quick's in net, over 6 at minus 110. The Vegas Golden Knights are 7-3 to the over their last 10, 4-1 to the over their last 5. The LA Kings, though, are 4-6 to the over. So they're an under team so far on the road last 10, but they're 21-15-3 to the over on the road. I lean towards the over, but if it's Brossoit in net for the Golden Knights, I like Vegas to win the game. Vegas is minus 123 to win the game. So if it's Brossoit, money line, Vegas Golden Knights to win the game. If it's Jonathan Quick, I like the over 6 for Vegas and the Kings. This season so far, 4-3, 4-2, 5-1. two pushes in one over so far. If it's Jonathan Quick, I think we have a very good chance at either a push or the game going over. If it's Brossoit, I like Vegas at 23-15-1 to win this year. LA leads the season series, 2-1. I think they'll tie it up here 2-2. But again, this is another one of these playoff games. I think it could be really fun, but the Western Conference playoff games tends to be more high scoring and tends to be more open with these goaltenders. If it is Quick, I like Brossoit to win. I like Quick with the over. If you're keeping track at home in terms of the standings, it's wild. The Central, the Avalanche have 98 points. The Stars have 98 points and the Wild have 98 points. The winner of that division will play a wildcard team. The other two teams play each other. So it's incredibly important for those teams to win. More on that here in just 1 second. Vegas, 104 points. Edmonton, 101 points, but they're currently playing right now. So they may come 1 point. If they win, they're up 2-1. If they win, they'll have 103 points. They'll be right behind the Golden Knights. And the LA Kings have 100 points. So they lost their last game. They're going to be fired up coming in. So it's going to be a fun hockey game. Edmonton will have won their sixth straight. Vegas lost their last game, like we talked about before, with Vegas not playing well at all. I bet on Vegas. They didn't play well. Vegas wound up with Jonathan Quick, lost the game 3-2. Quick played pretty well, though. Lost the game 3-2. So again, if it's Quick, I like the over. If it's Brossoit, I like Vegas to win this game here at home and protect home ice before they head to the playoffs. Now, if you're looking at the games taking place here, like I mentioned, those teams in the Western Conference, this is a fun time of the year. Okay. So teams that are playing that need to win to keep pace. Philadelphia is playing at Dallas. Okay. You can talk about the over there if you want. Lean towards the over there. If you want Colorado, they're playing at San Jose. San Jose is not any good. Okay. Not any good at all. And the Wild, they are playing at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is fighting for a playoff spot the same way that Minnesota is. I would avoid the Pittsburgh game, Pittsburgh-Minnesota game, but I don't mind a two-leg moneyline parlay of Colorado over San Jose and Dallas over Philadelphia. That I don't mind. Both those teams need to play. Both those teams need to win. If you want to do that, let me see what that would pay. That is... it's not going to be great because of the prices, but that would pay you, it's a minus 105 bet. Stars, Avalanche, money line parlay. Don't mind it. Two leggers. I don't want to do three leggers anymore. I like two leggers. We hit one of those a couple days ago. I don't mind that. That's not an official play, but if you want to have a little extra, Stars, money line, Avalanche, money line against the Sharks and the Flyers. Those two teams 100% need to win, need to keep pace with each other. They're going to be scoreboard watching like crazy, which is just makes it, you know, a really fun time of the year. 98 points Dallas, 98 points Colorado, and maybe the Wild, you play the under, but it's Pittsburgh. It's hard to play the under when it involves Pittsburgh, given how much they score and how many goals they give up. So fun night in the NHL. Really, really fun night in the NHL for that. One baseball bet. It's Kyle Freeland day. Freeland's at home this time, which is better for us. ERA of 6 last year at home at Coors Field. However, Kyle Freeland and the Rockies are taking on the Nationals and the gas can pitcher known as Josiah Gray. So already on opening day, Josiah Gray picked up right where he left off last year with giving up the most home runs, I think, of any starting pitcher in baseball. Gave up 3 home runs. Went 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 home runs, ERA of 9, whip of 1.8. Now, Freeland was good, okay? But Gray combined with Freeland, combined with the Rockies, and look, this is in Denver, so it's not like it's going to be warm, when this game's being played. I mean, right now, game time temp's going to be 50 degrees. That's not horrible, but it's not great. The ball's going to fly. I don't want to play around with the game. It's 11. The total is 11. First 5, however, I don't want these bullpens coming in and doing business, okay? Taking care of business. Freeland needs to give up 2 or 3. Gray needs to give up 2 or 3. Let's get 6 runs scored here in the first 5. It's minus 120. Let's lay the 1.2 units down on Josiah Gray and Kyle Freeland. let's make sure it's the bad version of Freeland, not the good version of Freeland. I know the offense for the Nats is not phenomenal, so it's a little bit scary here. They're 1-5, the Nationals are, so that's a little bit of like a eh, but they have scored a couple of games where they've scored some decent runs. I mean, they scored 4 against the Braves once, 6 against the Rays once, but generally it's 2 or 2. Maybe they're due to have a decent outbreak. Maybe this is what gets their offense going to go off and have a good run. Or maybe we just see the Rockies offense score 6 runs by themselves in the first, you know, the first 3 innings. Team total for the Rockies is another bet you could make. And I thought about doing that, but because Josiah Gray is involved and Freeland is involved, I thought, why not include them both in case Freeland goes back to being the bad version of him at the Rockies? Over 5.5 runs, -120 in the first 5 for the Rockies and the Nationals here today for 1.2 units. All right. So that's a lot. I know a lot of things I just told you about, but I'll run through it really quickly here. Brooks over Matsuyama at +120. For the tournament, for the Masters. Morikawa top 10 at +215. Finau top 10 at +170. Tom Hoagie top 20 at +260. Bruins Toronto under 6 for 1.1 units. Knights and the Kings, I will officially play in the Discord channel. I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing there once we find out the goaltenders for the Golden Knights. Over 5.5 runs, first 5, Nats and the Rockies here today for 1.2 units. And yes, NBA player props will be given later today in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. That's a lot. It's a fun Thursday. Let's have a good Thursday and happy Masters. Let's watch some good golf. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by BetMGM.